Insights into the Holy Quran.
Indeed, this Quran guides to what is most upright and gives the good news to the faithful who do righteous deeds, that there is a great reward for them.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد والثناء لله رب العالمين ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا ونبينا وحبيب قلوبنا أبي القاسم المصطفى محمد وعلى آل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين لا سيما بقية الله في العالمين روحي وأرواح العالمين لتراب مقدمه الفداء. Welcome to another of our programs. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to enable us to benefit from a few more of the verses of His holy book, the Holy Quran. First, let's hear the verses.
Ya Bani Israel, اذكروا نعمتي التي أنعمت عليكم وأني فضلتكم على العالمين. واتقوا يوما لا تجزي نفس عن نفس شيئا ولا يقبل منها شفاعة ولا يؤخذ منها عدل ولا هم ينصرون.
We were discussing verse 48, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala addressing the Jewish tribes after telling them that they should remember the blessings that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has bestowed upon them in this life, that they should be wary of the day, and he describes the day in the following manner. Firstly, لا تجزي نفس عن نفس شيئا. No soul shall compensate for another. We already explained that. The second description is ولا يقبل منها شفاعة. Neither any intercession shall be accepted from it. It refers to the soul. One of the other things that we are used to in this life, in our life, is that sometimes, especially when you're influential somewhere, you're a big shot, even if you do something wrong, if the courts are against you, you can have someone more influential. You have a friend in the department or in the court or the judiciary system that can be influential. You ask him to intercede and they go and speak to the judge or the court or even to the other side that's claiming something against you. And they convince the other party to, or the court or the judge to lessen or even completely eliminate the punishment that was supposed to be taking place. This is called intercession. This is called shafa'ah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in this verse that the intercession will not be accepted from it. Now I want to get into a discussion that some may have questions on their minds. And that is, according to our school of thought, the Shia school of thought, we believe, and also let me note this fact actually, that according to the majority of these Sunni schools of thought, except for maybe one or two schools of thought, all the Muslims believe in a concept called the concept of shafa'ah or intercession. The Holy Prophet will intercede. Some or one of the schools of thought that doesn't agree to this fact has actually put up verses or explanations to prove that this is actually not the case, that there will be intercession on the Day of Judgment. Some of the verses that are used for that argument are this verse that we just said, لَا يُقْبَلُ مِنْهَا شَفَاعَةٌ. It seems like, based on their interpretation, that the verse is saying there's not going to be any intercession on the Day of Judgment. So how do we believe in a concept of intercession according to the Holy Quran? I want to mention, it is interesting that this verse itself doesn't even provide proof that there will be no intercession on the Day of Judgment. How so? The verse says, وَلَا يُقْبَلُ مِنْهَا شَفَاعَةٌ. In other words, as we explained, this is referring to something that we're used to in this life. If I am in trouble, if I am in trouble with the government, for example, and I have someone that is in good terms with the government, that's a high-ranking official that can be influential, that can resolve my issue, I go and ask them. It's my share. It's what I do. I refer to that person to refer to the department that I'm in trouble in, and they will pull some strings for me. That's the intercession that we are used to in this life. And that's what the verse is denying. It doesn't matter who you bring, okay? What you, the people that you would try to bring, the shafa'ah that you want is not going to be there. It's not like, I can do whatever I want. I have this person that is going to be interceding for me, so I'm not going to be worried about it, which is the case in this life. Some of the people that are really not worried about anything, about any government getting on to them, it's because they have, you know, they have strong ties with people that they're not worried. Even if they kill people on numerous accounts, they're not worried about it because they have that person to intercede for them and pull some strings so they won't be in trouble at all. So this is a shafa'ah that is, or the intercession, that the person that's in trouble has got someone high-ranking that is not legally put there to do this, to intercede. This is the intercession that we have in this life, and that's what the verse is denying. However, based on the... So this verse itself, before I get to the other verses that talk about the issue of intercession, this verse in and of itself is not even proof that there is no intercession on the Day of Judgment. It's saying that if on that day you want to put up someone that you think or that you have that will intercede for you, that's not going to work. It's not what you want on that day. The only one that's got any sovereignty on that day is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So that's what the verse is denying. Other verses that deal with the issue are like the verse of Surah Sajda, the third verse in that surah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, مَا لَكُمْ مِن دُونِهِ مِن وَلِيٍّ وَلَا شَفِيعٍ أَفَلَا تَتَذَكَّرُونَ. This verse again says that other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, مَا لَكُمْ مِن دُونِهِ مِن وَلِيٍّ وَلَا شَفِيعٍ. Other than Him, you don't have anyone to protect you and you don't have anyone to intercede for you other than Him. So there is an exception put there. There's verses, of course, that seem to be denying the issue of intercession completely. For example, Surah Mu'min, verse 18. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, مَا لِلظَّالِمِينَ مِنْ حَمِيمٍ وَلَا شَفِيعٍ يُطَاعَ. The oppressors, which according to the Holy Quran, whoever commits a sin has oppressed at least themselves, will not have anyone to intercede for them that will be listened to or that will be obeyed on that day. There's no one that can intercede for them, basically. Also in Surah Shu'ara, verse 101, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَمَا لَنَا مِنْ شَافِعِينَ وَلَا صَدِيقٍ حَمِيمٍ. We do not have anyone to intercede for us. So it seems like some of these verses may be denying the issue of intercession. However, as the Holy Quran tells us itself, that the Holy Quran has got muhkamat, verses that cannot be interpreted any other way. There's only one explanation for it. And then there's verses that could be interpreted in numerous ways, and we have to interpret the ones that could be interpreted in numerous ways based on the verses that are considered the muhkamat. This is in Surah Ali Imran that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us. So if we want to come to a conclusion, what the Holy Quran tells us, we cannot take a verse out of context. We cannot take one verse and say this is what the Holy Quran says. No, we have to put it in context, which the context of the verse, of every verse, is the entire Holy Quran. If there is a verse that deals with the issue of shafa'ah, if there's more than that verse, we got to put all of them together to come to a conclusion. These are not the only verses that deal with the issue of intercession, that say that we do not have anyone to intercede. If we read on, as I mentioned in Surah Sajda, verse 3, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, other than me, other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you don't have anyone to intercede. Or in Surah An'am, verse 51, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, لَيْسَ لَهُمْ مِن دُونِهِ وَلِيٌّ وَلَا شَفِيعٌ, which is the same point. Other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they don't have anyone to help them. They don't have anyone to intercede for them. Also in Surah Zumar, verse 44, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, قُلْ لِلَّهِ الشَّفَاعَةُ جَمِيعًا. This verse actually very clearly indicates that there is intercession, but that intercession is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's. He's got the right of intercession. In Surah Baqarah, verse 255, which is Ayatul Kursi, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, which hopefully a lot of us have memorized, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم له ما في السماوات وما في الأرض من ذا الذي يشفع عنده إلا بإذنه. So up till now we've said, or the Holy Quran has taught us, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has got the power to intercede. In this verse, and other verses that I will mention, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala doesn't even deny it from others. It says, no one can intercede except for those that he gives permission and he allows them to intercede. So there are, if there isn't going to be anyone to be interceding, so why would you mention an exception? No one can intercede except for, there's no exceptions. There is nobody. If I will not give any permission to anyone, if God will not give permission to anyone, then there's no point in mentioning an exception. So this verse clearly indicates that there's going to be others, but the issue is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has got to give the permission. Another verse that deals with the issue is Surah Yunus, verse 3. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Inna rabbakumu Allah الذي خلق السماوات والأرض في ستة أيام ثم استوى على العرش يدبر الأمر ما من شفيع إلا من بعد إذنه. This verse again has got that exception. No one has got there's not going to be anyone that can intercede except after he gives the permission. Again, we have that exception. There's another set of verses that actually indicate this point or explicitly mention that there are going to be ones or beings, individuals that will be interceding for the mu'mineen. And those verses are Surah Anbiya, verse 28. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, of course it starts from previous verses, but the last one is verse 28. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَقَالُوا اتَّخَذَ اللَّهُ وَلَدًا. They say, the mushrikeen say, that the Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has got children. They consider the angels the children. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, بَلْ عِبَادٌ مُكْرَمُونَ. Those people, those angels that you consider Allah's or God's children, they are actually servants of God. لَا يَسْبِقُونَهُ بِالْقَوْلِ. They will not speak before he allows them. وَهُمْ بِأَمْرِهِ يَعْمَلُونَ. They are obedient to what he orders, to his command. يَعْلَمُ مَا بَيْنَ أَيْدِيهِمْ وَمَا خَلْفَهُمْ وَلَا يَشْفَعُونَ إِلَّا لِمَنِ ارْتَضَى. This is the piece. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows everything around them, knows everything about these people. And the other characteristic that these angels have got is that وَلَا يَشْفَعُونَ إِلَّا لِمَنِ ارْتَضَى. The verse says they will not intercede except for those that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is pleased with them interceding for. So this is explicitly saying that the angels are some, or they do have this. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given them the power of intercession, but not for any old person, but for whoever he is pleased with intercession. There's other verses too. Because of shortage of time, I don't want to go over the rest of those verses. This was the clearest one that I wanted to mention. According to the Holy Quran, we do have shafa'ah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us. Now, how does that work? Inshallah, I'll try to explain in the next session. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to enable us to benefit from the verses of the Holy Quran and to be able to put it in practice. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Allah, Allah, ya Allah, Allah, ya Allah, Allah, ya Allah, 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 ya Allah, Allah, ya Allah, Allah, ya Allah, Allah, subhanallah, hamdan lillah, wa la ilaha illallah, Allah. خمسة أطفي بهم حر الجحيم الحاطمة المصطفى والمصطفى
Allah.